Now, I've got like a laundry list of things that I want to improve and work on, and I'm not sure what is the best one to do today, but the thing that scares me the most about this song is just the first two measures of the song. If we can't get that intro to really work and be in tune and sound good, then it's already put like this negative spin on the difference line for the rest of the song. So you're gonna, we can redeem ourselves, yes, but we don't want the first two measures, the first 10 seconds of the song, have all the judges be going, okay?
That's just going to set us up for disaster. So I'd really like to kind of focus on the intro, and I hope that that's not the mistake for the first thing to do today. I hope not.
Is this the order you want to do the second?
No, actually, I'd like to start with May 9th and then end with Crazy About You. Maybe when we're in contest. But I didn't think that starting with a song in an early morning Saturday rehearsal was going to be fruitful.
Okay.
Our show, we will perform there in the morning too.
Well, yeah, we'll have to probably get used to, well, we're going to have to get used to singing both of them early in the morning. But I just thought that that would allow us more energy and it would have a better approach and start to the rehearsal. Then
we'll also have an hour or so before we go on stage.
Yes, to yes, exactly.
When do we get choreography?
When? That's coming next week. Yes, there's going to be little
coming down puppets up here on shoulders, and I got it all planned.
It's going to be one person dresses up like a giant tree. Because that is what the judges are looking for. Okay. So, here's what I want to do.
We're going to just kind of take this first chord and make sure that we've got placement. Oohs seem to be hard for us, even in the other song when we have the three-part singing the do. It seems to be a difficult vowel for us, the ooh, because of the placement. It's different. We have too many ideas of what an ooh should sound like. We've got to find the magic bullet to get us all to do it the same way. Let's just sing the first chord. I think that's it, right?
No, it's not. Sorry.
B, D, E, G. Sorry.
Sorry. Now, just sing the first chord simultaneously. Not ooh, but ooh. Ready? And good?
Ooh.
Okay, it took us a little minute, and it's still under. Gotta pull that up. Okay. Ready? Again.
Again. And sit. Good. Let me hear just our baritone. I want you to sing. Sing. And the only difference between A and ooh is this. Yeah, our A is it.
There you go.
Yeah. Canadian. Do a fake smile. feel this muscle right here? Can you feel it? Okay? Okay, relax your skin. Do that baby smile again. Feel that muscle. Right here, can you feel that? Okay? Now, make an ooh, but have that muscle feel. The same muscle feel. See?
Let's give you a fresh pitch. So,
big smile, and I'll see you. Now start it off really, really high. Somehow it changed from the first couple seconds to where we ended. It started off great, exactly where we needed. Big smile, and now go ahead again, go.
Good. So it's a little low, baritones. Okay? If we can just pick up that pitch a little bit, I think we'll be okay. A little less lead. Don't oversing.
Again, fake a smile and move. Just lead. Yeah, it was another time with something changed for a few seconds in there. Let that happen. Again, fake a smile and move. Again, one more time. First chord, everybody, and go. Again, what it sounds collectively, it sounds like full. It sounds. It's like somehow like muted, dirty something. Okay.
One more time, and then we're going to work on actually coming in one at a time, but let's get this first chord nice and in tune. It's a lot of work to just sing ooh for 10 minutes. Bless you. Sing. Good, just leads again, go.
Okay, all four together, sing. Good, now, this is that moment. I suppose it's called the May night. We're going to call this the May dawn for a second, okay? This is that moment when the sun barely eats up over the horizon. And you start to see just the little glow, okay? You have to be the little glow. Instead of we're like midday noon, blaring sun of the longest campus, okay? Try this again. Ready?
try that again. I'll give you a fresh pitch. Super loud. Should be the loudest. In this particular introduction, that will not work. If we go like this, not gonna work. It's actually gonna be the tenors, just because of sort of the beat and things. That's gonna have the most accent in those first four pitches. Listen to that again, just for a second. I'm gonna play with different parts being accented. Here's with the basses leading. Now I'll accent the tenors. Okay, now I'm gonna accent the berries pitch. Doesn't have the same sort of feeling of I've landed somewhere as the tenor. Do you hear a difference? Okay? And if I were to accent the lead, I mean, they only sing it for like 1 second. It's not going to make much difference, but... That would be really silly. Okay. So, what we need is actually... The tenors are going to have the sort of metric pulse that makes that. And it almost acts like a post to which we can tune against. It just, the chord just settles nicely that way. Okay? One, two, and three. Good. Now, you've got to be careful that as you hold it, it doesn't set. You kind of start it off okay, but then by the time the lead's made their entrance, you kind of had to add it. Now, we're going to do the first two chords. This is basically the first measure of the song. 10 minutes later.
Okay, all right. Still on the first measure of the song. Okay, the first two chords now.
Ready?
It's a little under, but not bad. Good. I need this. Good, good, good. The first two chords are working much better than where we started. Now, this is hard. It's very low for all three parts. When you get low and close together, what happens if you sing loudly? It's all just kind of low and muddy, and it just kind of rumbles. You have to approach that. Okay? So low, close together, can't have a lot of volume.
Sort of magical, I don't want to get into weird, like, I mean, I'm not talking like I want to get into like witchcrafty things and all that, but there's this sort of magical moment where something magic happens, and that's kind of where we need to approach this introduction, is that we're setting up something magical to happen. Uh-huh. So let's see if we can get into maybe the German mindset and where Brahms maybe was thinking here a little bit, and bring some magic to the beginning, okay? Here we go. Measure two, which is this. When we get to measure two, the bass is very important. And that needs to come out a little bit. And it's very dangerous too, because you just sing, that's it. If we even start to fade just a little bit on the pitch, start to get a little bit flat, it's going to ruin where we go for the rest of the song. We got to keep it nice and bright and don't let things get flat basses. Can we do the second measure, which is... And we need the bass. Okay, here we go. Ready and go. Good. I need to hear that pitch just a little bit more when we move from here to there. So the whole thing is, and that note right there is quiet. Okay. Again, second measure. So this is the tenor's doing that. Ready? And. Good. Can I hear leads and bass? Which is not going to be a whole heck of a lot, but can I hear just leads and bass, second measure still? Ready and go. Together now. That is the bass and tenor pitch. Now, again, I've gone back and forth on what is the correct pitch to blow for the song. I'm fearful that if we just give the tonic, that we might not have a good first bass pitch. Let's try this, though. Hear this pitch? I mean, we've kind of got this in our brains already. But we hear this, and you got to think down to the fifth. Thank you.
Thank you. Who?
Steph Pitchford. Yay! Thank you for Pitchford. Yes.
Listen to that minor seventh chord on Leaves. Here's where it ends. Minor seventh, okay? Be careful. That can't be oversung. And again, it's low and everyone's close together. Low and muddy. Oversung, just going to sound like noise. Rumble, rumble, okay? Basses, really good job with When the Silvery. That was pretty darn good. I need to make it sound like the melody is passed off. When the moon shines through the...
Not necessarily loud, I just need to feel like you've taken over the solo. Okay? Again.
What? Accenting the crescendo on that whole note.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Again. When the silvery moon shines through the flood.
Sound natural, not oversung this time. Make it just sound like it's easy peasy. Again, and on.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves.
Good. So the part that didn't work was the vowel on
I'm liking what's happening though. When the
silvery, again, and sing.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when her tail drowsy light over the field she throws.
Cool.
Light. When her pale drowsy light over the... Okay? Make light be musical. When. Ready and go.
When her pale drowsy light...
I'm out. When... Ready and go. Much better. weight with you. Okay? Again, tighten it up. Let it float. Again. Ready? And the same.
Do that half step uppy thing, which is good. The rest of us are not tuning and listening to the basses right there. Okay, when her pail. Again, and sing. Sing Fields without an L. Go. Sing P again. Ready? And sing.
Yeah, that's a little higher. Another loud. Way less for your bones. Again, P. Ready? And sing.
Bass and baritone on the and. Ready and sing. Tune that octave, my gosh. Okay, again, and the. Ready, go. Warbles, no R. Again, and go. Time, just the leads, please, and the nightingale. Ready and sing. C flat, yeah.
And the nightingale warbles.
Everyone again. Ready and go.
And the nightingale warbles.
When the silvery. Ready and sing.
When the silvery moon shines through the fluttering leaves, when the pale drowsy light over the fields she grows.
Gotta be he. I hear too much ear. Sing I go again. Ready and sing.
I go.
Whoops, did that everybody.
First pitch. Again and sing.
I go.
Ready and go.
I go sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is there something? Oh, I thought I heard my name. Sorry. Somewhere Again. Ready? Therefore, we don't have a chord that rings. Yet do I turn. Let me find it in the music here. Where am I at? There it is. Thank you. What key am I in? Okay. Yet. Ready, and one. Remember the Lime Jello Cottage Cheese?
Or that little singer? Have you heard the song, the Lime Jello Cottage Cheese Coconut Surprise? What's her name?
I can't remember. Anyway, there's this song where she's talking about everyone bringing stuff to the ladies' church potlucky thing. And she wows them with her Lime Jello Cottage Cheese Coconut Surprise! And I got a little bit of that vibe from the yeah, do I turn away, and I don't want that vibe at all. I'm going to have to look that up and play it for you. Sing yet without the big scoopy glide sound on the Y. 3, 4, 1. Try that again. 3, 4, 1.
Yet. Go.
Yet.
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 Here's the two beats. Or E, yet. Go.
Basses, sing yet do I and a one.
Yeah.
Nope, it's flat. Again, and a one.
Yeah.
Ton, yeah do I ton away and a one. Can I hear berries and basses? 3, 4, 1. Turn, be careful. Again, and a one. Good. Now, a high F, really it's an E because it's an F flat, but is a straining for some of us. So, yet how's it? Already 11. 3, 4, yeah. Let's get back in the right key. Here's where we should be. Ready and sing. Where?